too. Hello, everyone. Likewise.
What are your memories of the last playoff game you played in New Orleans, and did you think it would take this long to get back into another one?
Man, that was the last one? Well, it definitely wasn't good memories. One game away from the Super Bowl, you lose. So I don't ever want to have to relive that feeling again.
Did you think it would take this long?
I didn't at all. You know, that's why you really can't take things for granted, because making it to the postseason, this is extremely hard.
Have you seen the veterans this year lead differently than perhaps other years? Maybe 09 was the last time that the veterans took control, because everybody on the outside was saying this is such a young team and it's going to take time. But it was like the veterans said, no, this group is capable of doing some things, and it seemed like at times Antoine stepped up, Chad, Jared, yourself, I'm sure. It seems like a lot of people have stepped up along the way to keep this team moving in the right direction. Is this something different this year, or is it just because it's worked out in the wins that we're recognizing that?
I would say it's a little different. You know, the veteran guys have always, you know, been leaders, but this year just been more vocal. You know, having a lot of young guys here that could play ball, and you know, the veterans, you know, the guys that I call veterans, you know, Twan and Kevin and Jared, those guys was able to see that. And in tough times, you know, they came up and called a team together and, you know, shared their thoughts. You know, I'm sure they know that, you know, their time is, you know, starting to come to an end. You know, they know how hard it is to get into the postseason, so they want to take advantage of that opportunity. So, yeah, they, you know, I've seen a lot of guys step up and lead in a different way this year.
Connor was just talking to me about the support that you and Frazier gave to him immediately after the first Green Bay game. Mm-hmm. Talk about the concern that might have been there about the fragility of his mental state or the confidence after the 2 second half interceptions and the playoff kind of track, getting off track at that point.
Yeah, you know, after that game, he just looked defeated, you know. It was, you know, to be real, it was pretty obvious that, you know, the two interceptions cost us the game. And it definitely showed on his face. And, you know, I just did what I felt like I needed to do to, you know, to help him get over that. Because, you know, this is a guy that we're rolling with, and we need him to continue to, you know, improve each week. You know, so I just walked up to him, and I was just telling him, hey, you know, it is what it is, you know. You take those two interceptions away, you know, and some other plays too, you know, things that I could have did better. You know, we're coming out on the winning end of this game, you know. So I told him the passion that you play with, that I seen you play with, like, I love that. You know, you can win with that, you know, with someone that's playing with that, you know, those characteristics, you know. So I feel like, you know, he got back on track, he got his mind right, didn't let it, you know, dwell on him too long. But obviously he was able to refocus and get back on track and, you know, start doing his job better.
How do you think you personally also inspired him? Because here you are on one side trying to make your own personal run for history and 100-yard games every other game or what have you. And then everything kind of culminates in that last game for him against Green Bay in that rematch where he has, like, his highest-rated game as a quarterback, and here you are trying to go after Dickerson's record. So how do you feel like you just inspired him with your own run at greatness and him to kind of elevate his own game?
I feel like I inspired him sometimes, you know, because I'm always saying things to him. You know, his locker's right next to mine. And, you know, I'm always saying little things to him that I know that'll stick. You know, I don't know exactly how he's taking it, but I know I did my job, you know. And I just seen him, you know, just through the weeks, you know, just gain more confidence, you know, come out with more passion. And that's really what it's all about, because he got all the tools. You know, you just got to have that confidence. And it's easily said, you know, have confidence and play. But, you know, I don't know, not to sound to my own horn, but, you know, I have that confidence when I'm out there. So, you know, I just go out there and play my game. And that's, you know, that's what he's been doing now. And he's able not to be hesitant. Now he's able to finish through with throws and, you know, just take off running and just make plays, you know, when things break down.
You feel any different after a career high number of carries and now getting a constricted week to get back out on the field?
Do I feel any different?
Yeah.
No. No, not sore at all. You know, outside of what I've been battling for the past 6 weeks, but my body, my knee, my shoulders, you know, everything feels good.
What kind of physical toll is that, averaging 30 carries over this streak?
I get in the cold tub, you know, do contrast to try to take care of my body, you know, throughout the week, you know, during the season, and it's been working. You know, like I say, I feel good. My body feels great. I can play for 12 more games if I had to.
Adrian, you've averaged about 205 yards against the Packers in 2 games. How do you do that a third time?
Just go out and stay consistent with the run game. You know, we're definitely going to establish the run, and that starts up front, and with the guys out wide, you know, contributing as well, and just being balanced. You know, I feel like we can continue to be balanced like last week. Then, you know, you can't really crowd the, you know, the box. And if you do, you know, we're going to go over your head and vice versa. You know, so just stay in balance, everyone playing the way that we've been playing, you know, in all phases. And, you know, we can still continue to be productive as an offense.
You've spent the last month chasing Dickerson's single-season record. Any focus now on a playoff single-game record or anything to help motivate you at all?
No. Once you get in the playoffs, none else matters but winning, you know. But, no, I'm not worried about, you know, records or anything, you know. The only reason they never would have said anything about the record that I had the opportunity to get it. I probably wouldn't worry about it then, you know. Just play my game and let what happened happen. But you guys know how it go.
You know that Dickerson's got the single.
And Ponder was talking about playing in his first or his coldest game as a pro. What can you say to him about that? Obviously, you've made it through and got no round your time.
By playing in this game, I think this is gonna be the coldest one for me too. You know, I experienced a good one like 2 years ago in Chicago. It was pretty windy. But just mind over matter, man. You know, Green Bay, they're going to be cold just like us. You know, so you just got to mentally get through it. I done already defeated that, you know, playing in the cold. That's done. You know, I'm focused on just executing my plays and everything like that. So, yeah, just mentally, you know, getting your mind right and ready for that.
When you look at the number of yards that you get after – being hit, yards after contact, breaking tackle. How much do you think that wears on a defense when they may have guys on you, but you're still able to wiggle free and get extra yards?
I'm sure that breaks the defense down, you know. I didn't really know until I seen it on a tweet, you know, yards after the contact or whatever. But, you know, anytime you're getting past that second level and you're breaking tackles and, you know, and you got guys coming in and they're bouncing off, I'm sure that, you know, it wears the body down, so. I don't know exactly how they would take it, but, you know, I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't feel good.
Couple more guys.
Adrian, have you heard from Percy at all when you guys have been on this run?
I haven't had the opportunity to talk to him through text, you know, text every now and then, but no type of contact vocally.
As far as, I guess, being injured and rehabbing and being around your teammates, how important is that to do that around your teammates or just get the rehab where you need to do it? If you had been hurt earlier in the year last year, how do you think you would have handled that?
I think it's important to be around your teammates at times, but, you know, when you got the mindset that you want to come back or this is what you want to accomplish, you know, you can get it done no matter where you're at.
Moses announced that he's going to retire after the season. Can you just give us your thoughts on Big Ray and what a career he's had?
I mean, I just heard that too. That's, I don't know. I hope he gave it another shot, you know, but it'll definitely be a blow to the league to lose a guy like Ray Lewis. You know, he definitely inspired me, just the passion and how he's dedicated to his craft to be the best. You don't see too many guys that play like that, you know, and that's definitely what makes him the best linebacker that ever played the game. And you just look at the young linebackers that we have now, you know, Von Miller, you know, Patrick Willis. You see Ray Lewis, like, he inspired those guys, and these are the best in the business now. So you lose a guy like that who's just been so inspirational, just with his words and how he has approached this game, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, he'll never be forgotten, I can say that. He'll be missed always.
Coach Prefer said you've been lobbying to play some on special teams. If you got your wish and could pick a role, which one would you pick?
You know, for the past 2 years, I've been trying to get on, you know, field goal block to come off the edge, you know. it's going to take one block for them to just really be like, okay, you know what? We'll take the chance, let you go out there and get it done. Kickoff return, you know, I wouldn't mind getting back there. Hey, I'm in it to win. So,
if you guys were down a touchdown with 30 seconds to go or something, would you be going up to coach and saying, let me take this kick return?
Yeah. I believe in having your best players on the field, you know, especially in critical times, you know. You never know what can happen. That's what I would do.
Thanks, guys.
All right. No problem.